All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be speaking with an individual who is headlining Bellator 265, goes down on August the 20th, a meaningful heavyweight clash between Sergey Kharitonov and Czech Congo, and welcoming Czech onto the show for the very first time. How's your day going so far there, Czech?
Well, day was busy, as usual, so but good, can't complain, so yeah.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of media work heading into this one and stuff like that. A lot of people wanting to get insights from you, eh? I'm just curious because, you know, the legalization of MMA in France as of late, like, I just am curious to get your insights on it because you've obviously been competing in the sport for a meaningful period. So what's it like to you, just a proud pugilist out of Paris, just seeing the legalization of MMA in France?
No, it's good. You know, it's, improve, you know, everything evolve in a good way. So hopefully it will keep turning that way for years, you know, and make athletes and supporter fans really happy.
Yeah, and as much as you're still actively competing and achieving goals yourself, like, do you, I guess, look at the present heavyweight landscape in the sense of, like, you see guys like, you know, Cyril Gane, Francis Ngannou, like, I imagine they looked up to somebody like you in some of the formative years. Like, do you let yourself think about certain things like that, or not so much?
No, not that much. The good thing is, you know, we can see the how the sport evolve, you know, and it's really good, you know, to see as well some followers do the great job outside, you know, and out of the two different promotions. So that's great. You know, for sure they bring hope and wings for everyone.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I saw the headline a bit ago where you were saying that you thought you'd retire before France was or France legalized MMA rather. So I mean, even though the last fight wasn't necessarily the ideal outcome per se, like, was it still like a bucket list, like, incredible moment just to, you know, be able to compete in France? Because it seems like at one point in your career, you were like, maybe I'm not going to get that opportunity per se.
No, so if I have the opportunity to compete in France, to fight in France, I will, definitely. You know, the thing is, you know, depending also about the will of the promotions. But to me, you know, as long as I'm in the battlefield, I go wherever I have to defend my side.
Yeah, no doubt. And it seems like one aspect of that fight there was, I mean, obviously you enjoyed it, but I think you were saying that it might have been cooler if there was like fans in attendance. So to that point, with fans being in attendance for this one, like, how are you feeling with that there? Just, I guess, like, what is the thoughts on the differences between competing where no fans are there versus having fans in attendance? Like, is there a pronounced difference between those things there?
No, technically no difference, you know, unfortunately, for sure. When I'm fighting in the States, so it's really easy to be followed by few people, you know, coming from France and supporting me no matter what, you know, and the fact to fight even in my own country, I felt the same, you know, for sure. I have to represent them, you know, pretty well, and making sure, you know, the job I have to do, we be in a good way, hopefully. So. Yeah, no, the thing is, you know, no matter what's going on, I feel the vibes. The vibe, I carry those vibes, and that's good. You know, the crowd or no crowd, you know, no issue. You know, at the end, you know, the job has to be done, and I will try to do it. So, because in the cage, I'm the only one. You know, for sure, they're going to root for me through the audience or over the TV screens, but that's what I have to do.
Yeah, good way to be looking at it for sure. And, you know, speaking to the next job you have here, a guy like Sergey Kharitonov, similar to yourself and as far as like a well-tenured veteran in the sport, like, what were your thoughts when, you know, this matchup was initially offered to you? Because this strikes me as one of those like heavyweight dream kind of fights where it's like kind of a head scratcher why it never materialized before. So to that point, like, what were your thoughts when this matchup came your way?
No, it's just another fight. It's just another fight to me, you know. I think technically, if you used to handle the situation for concerning the fight, you know, it would be done differently. But you know, now I'm get back on track, you know, after the after the after my loss against Timothy Johnson. So and technically, I'm supposed to fight again against Ryan Bader, but I don't know for which reason, you know, they keep me away and not using the card about the tournament, because for sure they do the interim, you know, for Timothy Johnson and his opponent, and for sure the Russian guy who won the titles. So if it used to be that way, they used to do that 4 years ago. They used to do the same things, you know. So today, out of Sudan, they pretend and organize something that way. So it seems like it's a big, how should I say, is a non-respect. Means like he's not a respect at all, because for sure, you know, I was in the field to fight Timothy Johnson, even if it used to be like the third times, but I was in the line to do it, but they just keep me again. They skip me for the tournament. They skip me for this one. So what do they want to do? So you want to be the top organizations? Just act that way, but don't push the person who work really hard to reach, you know, those seats to enjoy, you know, the fight. I, at least if I lost clearly and at some point, yes, kick me away. But it wasn't the case. So, but the fact to fight Karitanov, no, it's just another fight. That's it. It's another fight. Just to promote myself and making sure, you know, no matter what's going on, I'm still there, and nobody won't change that positions because I'm the best, you know.
That's curious, though. You sort of just unpacked a lot there. Like, do you feel slighted by the promotion? I mean, you talk about being overlooked in the Grand Prix, and the
yes. Yeah, I don't need to act to act more. You go back a few years ago, and you will see. I used to get those consecutive wins, no title shot, and I used to wait for four or five years to fight finally against Bader, and then. We even in between, we used to get the tournaments. I've been skipped, and also for the interim fight, I've been skipped. Technically, I'm not gonna be like the judge or whatever. But if you have to go by the on the paper, what it is I was you was okay. But Ryan Bader is a champ in the heavyweight divisions. After that, you have the first contender. Is Timothy Johnson. Second one, it's me. What the heck you gonna pick the number one and the number three? Technically.
Yeah, I was gonna ask about.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I let you. Now I let you suppose. What would you do? So he's technically fairly. He's number one against number two. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, definitely fair, but I was gonna ask about that because you've been with Bellator for a while, and they relatively recently, yes, like last few months, instantiated.
Whatever about the time, but you know, when you have good fighters, you taking care in a good way. It's not about picking some guys you love and you protect, and the other one looks like shit. So.
I guess I was just wondering your thoughts on them establishing the ranking system, in as far as, like, if you think it could subvert any of those instances of you being overlooked, or do you not have much faith?
I don't pay attention. I don't care. You know, the thing is, I don't want to look up about it and see myself where I am, because that's what it is, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely fair, but I wanted to get your thoughts on this. I mean, it was a bit earlier in the summer there, but you celebrated the decade anniversary of the iconic Pat Barry stoppage, the big come from behind win. Can you kind of talk about that, just like the 10-year mark of that, and just what an iconic moment that was in the sport overall?
I mean, to me, honestly, it was just a fight, you know. That's pretty, I mean, it's pretty funny, you know, because for sure the ending was phenomenal for people, you know. To me, probably even to me, it's just a regular fight, and for sure I did something because I was in that page to don't give up or whatever. And for sure, today is a kind of nightmare for Pat Barry, because that's the kind of fight he wished to clean, because from now till the end of until his last breath, it will be that moment, you know, probably give him the shame. But he doesn't have to be ashamed about that, you know. The thing is, as a fighter, you know, we always have somebody who have to win and somebody have to lose. Also, the referee did a really good job for that, because otherwise he probably ended on his way. So, you know, the thing is, I just did what I have to do. You know, it was a memorable moment for everyone. You know, probably people will keep that for life, for decades. But to me, it was just a fight. And if today, for sure, is still people used to remember that epic fight, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. But for the rest, you know, it's nothing else than, you know, opposition style with, I guess, two guys used to, they try to defend the steak in the plate, you know. I have the territory, just like Pat Barry, and we just try to improve and win more territory. So on that one, I won. After that, I used to fare on few right after, but for what I have today, you know, I'm still coming for, you know, I want some more. And even one day, if we have to make that fight again against Pat Barry, who knows? Probably Bellator will make it. I don't know. But it's just a pleasure and great for people to remember those incidents, and also not especially my fight, but just to remember how fighters used to dedicate and sacrifice themselves first for the victory, and second of all for the crowd. Because, I mean, if the crowd wasn't there, probably people used to give up at the end. You know, when you see the adversity, the difficulty, you know, some people used to give up, but give or not. So, and someone used to fight until the death. So, I'm one of these guys, but yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting, because another important anniversary had happened earlier this summer, just 20 years in the sport. Like, do you look at any fight in your career through the lens of, like, I guess maybe sentimentality, or is it that linear sense of, like, oh, you know, I have a task in front of me, I have a job to do, more of that kind of mentality?
No, everything is the same, you know. Everything is the same, just build yourself, get more aggressive, and, and focus on what you do. That's what I have as a reminder to keep driving. Yeah,
but speaking of, you know, consistent elements there, you've had a lengthy training relationship with Rampage Jackson. It seems like you guys have a lot of fun there, at least per your Instagram, and, you know, putting in some good work. Can you talk about the training relationship with Rampage Jackson you have there?
I think, you know, that relationship is about, like, two guys, they used to meet each other during a show, and after that we used to be like, hey, you look good for this and that, so will you be able to help me for the camp? And that's it. And since that moment, you know, we used to meet, to see each other at the gym, to train together, to improve him, to improve myself as well. Also to be familiar with the U.S. training camp, because when in France, we never used to get that rhythm, that, you know, the rhythm of training, this quality as well. Now everything changed, but yes, but in the past, it wasn't that way. So it used to be, it was great to be in that field. And after that, for sure, day after day, you know, over the partnership, as a fighter, you know, the friendship came in that tradition, and since then it's great, you know. I mean, you know, for sure, I can hate him or the same to him, you know, but he's more like a brotherhood, you know, just like love and respect. So, and for sure, as long as we don't have any ego, because we used to laugh about almost everything, so we used to tease ourselves as a good, really good friend. You know, some guys are able to do it, the other not. But yeah, and that's the way also to. I don't know what I should say more, but you know, but he's a really good, and true relationship. So, you know, after that, the way I have to explain that, it would be different. You know, I mean, yeah, I don't have the word technically to tell you how and why, but he's great. That's the guy. You know, he's really humble as well. You know, for sure, he have his temper, but he's really kind, generous. And I think that's the way, you know, I used to do the way I seem that way, you know, was even better. I mean, you know, you can have some friends be cocky, arrogant, and even if they can't, but they just always spit on your back or whatever. But that Rampage is totally different. I don't say everyone are like this. I mean, are really bad, but he's one of the guys, you know, I used to meet, really, really cool. Really, really cool, and with who you can have a really good friendship.
Yeah, that's an amazing dynamic there, man, for sure, and really cool to have you on the show. I mean, definitely an interview I've been looking to set up for a decent bit, but I want to be mindful of your presumably busy schedule. So is there anything you'd like to sort of add as a parting thought as we're kind of wrapping up here, man?
Oh, no, I would like to thank Trace in Houston. That's a physical rehabilitation office where, you know, people get pretty injured and they get back in shape pretty fast. So I would like to thank them. I would like to thank Kinet America for the good tools they provide to me to perform on that for the fight on Bellator 265. Huntington Beach Ultimate Training Center for taking care of myself, you know, working pretty hard. And also I wish that everyone used to find some place like this, because they are really dedicated for the work and training of people. Doug Brown, MMA, Norwalk, thank you guys for your availability to help me out, as well as, I forgot that name, but anyway. So to everyone, you know, who used to support me and to push me to feel the great vibe, you know, I can share during the fight and in outside of the cage. Thank you.
And again, thank you for the time. I mean, I had a buddy, Sean McEwen, in high school who would wear a Czech Congo shirt a fair bit. So cool that I'm able to, you know, get some insights from you ahead of this one, man. And yeah, just thanks for coming on the show, and just, you know, all the best leading into the fight, and have a good rest of your day too, man.
Thank you. See you probably in 10 days.